Hello, book lovers. My name is Tandolue Tubinda, and you are listening to Just Reading with Tandolue Tubinda. Thank you so much for stopping on by, and I really do hope that you will enjoy this one. Now, before we even get into it, please don't forget to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell another friend, and a mother, and a brother, and a sister, and a nephew, and a niece, and a teacher, and a everybody, you know what I mean? Like, tell your therapist if you must, tell a doctor, tell whoever, okay? Just tell them that Iskhathi Sithi, we are just reading with Tandolwethu, okay? It's just reading o'clock. And for this week, I am bringing you yet another review. But before I get into this week's review, I really just wanted to say I got this big bright idea to start selling book boxes, but I've decided to theme them or call them book packs. That is what I'm selling for my South African audience on my Bookstagram page. So if you are interested to know what I have there and what I'm selling, please do check it out if you are in and around South Africa. That is on my Bookstagram page. It is just reading Notandolwethu, so please do check it out. Check it out. I'd really appreciate all your support, and depending how it goes, like, I will just switch it up, you know, every other time. But for now, go check what I have to offer. Thanks. But without further ado, let's get into today's review. Now, this is a book I loved. I loved it from the very first time I opened it all the way to the end. And it has really pained me, you know, to have to hold myself and not do a review. But specifically because this was a book club read. So I thought, let me wait, you know, for us to review it with the ladies before, you know, coming onto here and sharing my views on it. Can I tell you, we have been pushing that meetup from week to week, month to month. I literally just got to a point where I was like, if I'm not gonna put it out, it's going to miss me, and I don't want to miss the opportunity to share how this book made me feel. So I thought, if it's not now, it will never be, you know, it's now or never type of a situation. So I thought, let me go on ahead. I'm actually quite sad that it's this far late. I think I read this book early on in the year, so I might just have forgotten a couple of things, but I'll really try, because I did take down notes like I always do while I'm reading a book. So excuse me or pardon me if I'm like, I sound reedy, but that's literally what I'm going to be doing, just referring back to the notes that I have on this one, just to make sure that I don't forget anything. I am also trying to like reinvent my setup, how I prep, where I prep, and my recordings and all of that. So I'm just trying to fix my life, okay, and figure it out. And so far so slow, if I'm really honest, so far so slow, but I will get there. There's just a lot going on. I feel like I always come on here and just say there's a lot going on, but honestly, there is a lot going on. So do forgive me, but I will try to get it together. And when I have, I think you will start seeing the improvements. But nonetheless, I have been saying without further ado, and it's been further adoing, but I am finally ready to get into this one. So the book that I am reviewing today is titled This Is Going to Hurt, and it says Secret Diaries of a Junior Doctor, and the author of this book is Adam Kay. This book was first published in the year 2017, and the publishers are our good friends Pan Macmillan, and I don't know why I said good friends, but they're my good friends. And then my rating for this one was 5 big bright stars. When I tell you, I loved this book from the very beginning to the end, and just thinking about it, I just loved it. Like, it deserves more than a 5-star at this point. I loved it. I loved it so much, and I really do hope, if I could really push everyone to go buy this one, I would. Like, if there's one thing you can take from this, is that you need this book, okay? You need this book in your hands, in your shelf. And you need to read it. It needs to be in your TBR for this year, okay? So, so basically, who I think should read this book, or who I think, you know, would relate more to this book. I think this book is very relevant to anyone, you know, it's very relevant to anyone, because I think over and above it speaking about the medical profession, it really just touches on life. You know, it's very relevant to people that are aspiring doctors, but it also highlights a lot of important things about the profession that, you know, all of us, you know, that use, you know, the services of doctors may not know, you know. And also for those that, you know, are still finding themselves in whatever career it is, you know, because there are other, you know, things that are deep rooted in careers that you won't know unless you are in there. So I think this is just a good look into that. Yes, it might not, you know, be the same for all careers, but I just think, you know, an understanding of the fact that kushubile laphaka phandle kushubile and kushube for everybody, you know, sometimes it's rough and it's rough for everyone, and it's good to know beforehand what you are signing yourself up for, you know. So I really think anyone and everyone can read this book, but mostly people that are still finding themselves where their careers are concerned. So, you know, this book, right? Oh, this book also reminded me just of the importance of receiving sound advice before making a life-changing decision or even a career decision, you know. And unfortunately, not everyone, you know, has someone to speak to or someone that can give them those, you know, insights or that information or that advice before they make those decisions. I mean, if I think of myself, I decided, you know, I'm going to go study economics. I had no cooking clue what economics was. I just thought, you know, interesting much. Didn't do it at high school. Didn't know anyone that has done it before. But I thought, just from what I've read about it and what I've heard about it, I thought I want to do that. But knowing what I know now, would I have still chosen it? I don't think so. Do I regret it? Definitely not, because I went for something that I loved, you know, and no one forced me into it. And I saw it to the very end. And I guess, you know, life has turned out how it has. And I'm grateful, you know, I'm really grateful. So, yeah, so let's get into what I loved about this book. I really love the fact that the author has a great sense of humor. I found myself smiling on my own, laughing and just thinking, Batong, who is this person? You know, who is this person and why are they like this? Like, I was imagining the author literally like as someone that could be a friend, you know, and, you know, would just be having conversations and they'd be telling me how their day at work was or something like that. So I really, really, really loved the author's sense of humor. I also loved how honest, you know, the author was in terms of their experiences, you know, to say, this is how life has been for me, this is what life has served me with, and this is how I have maneuvered it, you know. I also loved how relatable, you know, the book is. The tone in which it's written in is very relatable, you know. It really just does sound like someone that was just coming back from work and noting down their feelings. That's literally how it sounds. There is no filter. Well, I think there is to a certain extent, obviously, just to not offend anyone. But I really did feel like it was very much relatable. And what I also loved is just that this is one of those books that you pick up and never want to put down. Like, what do I not like about the book is that it ends. Okay, if I could read this book forever and ever and ever, I would definitely do that. And I also loved the fact that it was very educational. And with that, like what I was mentioning earlier, just to say, for someone that is getting into the medical profession, there's a lot that you stand to learn from this book. And even just like you know, for just, you know, me, like, you know, random person, you know, I really just felt like, hey, well, I can get into a hospital and start operating on somebody as soon as today, okay? Like, I felt like, now I know, what is this, what is that? And I was like, hey, let me just get in there, okay? Let me just get in there and operate on somebody as soon as today. So really, like, just thinking about it and thinking back to, you know, reading this book, it just made me feel all the right feels. But also it was very cringe, right? When I just think of all of the things that people go through in you know, in their different work environments. And sometimes, like, looking from the outside, you might not see that and you might not know it, but the people that are there, they experience a lot. And I think when I was reading this book, I was also seeing a lot of videos of nurses and doctors on TikTok really just crying, you know, and just sharing their views just about how difficult, you know, it is in their profession and how mentally straining it is. And for me, it was just like, yo, I don't even know what the right word is, but it just made me feel very sad. Like, it really just made me feel very sad to think, you know, these are people that, you know, we always look to help us, yet who is helping them? You know, they go through so much just to save lives. And for me, like, reading this book and seeing those videos at that time, I just felt like, yo, now I understand, you know, I can relate and I can empathize, you know, with you and with how you're feeling. So, Yeah. And then, like I said, what I didn't like about the book, just two things, right? The fact that it ends, which I think I've already said, and also that you don't get to hear much about the author's life post, you know, everything that he went through post, the decision he decided to take right at the end of the book. I really would have wanted to hear more about the author after that decision and how life panned out and, but judging by the fact that the author has 1,000 other books, I guess it's good, you know, I guess it's going good. Yeah, so this is, I think I didn't even get into, you know, what the book is about. But it's basically just about a young doctor, so someone that has just graduated, has gotten their, you know, first job. I think the author is 24 at the time when they started working, and basically they just share, you know, their daily experiences and, you know, their journal entries with us to say, this is my journey from the very beginning to the very end, to a point where, you know, they become a senior doctor. I'm very much sure it's not what it's called in the book, but, you know, something of that line, you know, something along those lines, and just the journey, you know, throughout, and what, you know, the author had to do to get there and the sacrifices that they had to make, you know, to get there. And I think the book speaks about different themes, and more than anything, you know, the one that stood out for me was just, you know, your salary or wages, you know, and how sometimes, you know, the money that you get doesn't really, you know, speak to the hours that you put in. I think the author really did make mention of that quite a lot. And also the book spoke about just working, you know, working hours, you know, the long hours without breaks, you know, that practically lead to one not having a life. And a lot of times, like, we don't think of those things, right? We always want people to show up for us, but you don't actually realize that depending on what the person is doing and what they're going through, there's only so much they can do for you, or there's only so much they can be in your life, you know? And that for me was just a good reminder, you know, just to say people are going through a lot, and don't now be expectant of being part of that a lot, you know. Give people grace and, yeah, allow them to really, you know, do what they gotta do. And also it did make mention of just how some hospitals, you know, try to make money out of the most weirdest things. I think this one was just like very weird, like things like parking, and I was just like, what, you pay for parking at work? That is scary. That's giving cringe vibes. Okay, but yeah, things like that, man, things like just, you know, how unfavorable basically working conditions. I think that's how I can, you know, term that one. And what scared me, right, is the, I don't know if I should call it secrets of, like, or whatever, but there's a part where, you know, the author is just speaking about, you know, the shortcuts that they take to avoid paperwork. So they might sometimes not account for, you know, certain things that they find in a patient's results, just to, you know, cut having to do a lot of paperwork. And I was just like, yo, I'm a shortcut in this life, but listen, do what you must as long as you're not jeopardizing anyone's life, okay? So yeah, those are just some of the things, you know, that are spoken of. And I think also relationships, you know, it touched on relationships to say, as you're navigating your career, how then does that affect your relationships or impact your relationships? I think also a lot, you know, did touch a lot on mental health and, you know, navigating life with everything that is going on. It did also speak about navigating career life with schooling, you know, and doing that simultaneously, and how that is, and the difficulties that come with that, you know. And I think more than anything, I also just, you know, got that it was just a reminder of, you know, you must want to do it, you know, your why is very important, and your why is what carries you through. And, you know, at a point where that why changes, you also need to, you know, stop holding yourself accountable to the outputs of your old why. You know, learn to change with your why. And yeah, yo, I just made that up right now, and I'm just thinking about it, and I'm like, yo, learn to change with your why. Excuse me, ma'am. But yeah, And I think there was just a one favorite quote from the book, right? And it says, but unfortunately, the depth of the lows is the price you pay for the height of the highs. But unfortunately, the depth of the lows is the price you pay for the height of the highs. And that for me was just like, yeah, like the harder it is, the more yours you say in a day, you know, are your price you pay for the highs, you know, are the price you pay for the successes, the price you pay for, you know, the good that is at the end of the tunnel. And for me, I was just like, yeah, you know, that also was, it reminded me of, you know, what my granny used to, tell me, you know, to say, no good thing comes easy. You know, if it comes easy, it's probably not, you know, it's not any good. So yeah, man, this was just like, yo, very true. Hey, very, very true. If we are goa, know that something good is coming. Something good is coming your way, and it's gonna be sweet. It's gonna be too good. It's gonna be scrum dilly yum yum, you know, as the people on TikTok would put it. So yeah, that was that. And really just my parting words, okay? I'm all over the place with this one because I'm trying to find my way through my notes, and it's a lot. And as I'm trying to find my way through my notes, I'm just thinking of, you know, how the book made me feel and everything I can remember from it. Like, it's amazing. This is definitely a book I would definitely go back to and read again because it's just too good, okay? So one of the other things I just wanted to touch on is, it highlights how emotional work is. You know, sometimes like we really separate life from work, but you know, work is a part of your life. You know, work is, you know, an element of your life, and you can't separate it, you know. But what you can do is just try, you know, maneuver through the difficulties in work to make sure that they don't impact, you know, other parts of your life, you know. And, you know, yeah, so for me, that was just like, you really just need to do the work every day. You try to be better, to do better and to handle things better, to make sure that one area of your life doesn't impact another. But I don't think it's fair for us to say work is not your life. Work is a part of your life. And we just need to make sure that you don't take, you know, what happens in one part of your life and allow it to spill over to another negatively, you know. So you just need to always watch out for that and just strike a balance, I guess, you know, really strike a balance. But in closing, I really just want to say this is really just a good book. It's a great book. And like I said, anyone that wants to go into the medical profession, you need to read this ASAP. But also just for the people, you know, on the outside looking in, and also just for anyone, you know, I think there's just a lot of things about life that this book, you know, just reminded me of and taught me. So it's definitely a book that I would highly, highly, highly recommend. And before I literally record a whole episode of, you know, like a telenovela or a TV show or something, I think I'm going to end it here. But one thing I really just want to say is get yourself this book. It is definitely worth the read. And yeah, so if you made it all the way until here, if you made it all the way to the end of this movie, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you so, so much for your continued support. And like I always say, remember to do everything out of love. Mwah, mwah, mwah.